Justice, producer Robbie for your Wednesday. Twin Cities News Talk. Leave us a talk back via the iHeartRadio app. We do have several coming up that we'll share with you in just a moment. Right now, though, let's go ahead and dive into this. I'll try and remain calm. This story just ticks me off. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison launches investigation into Kia and Hyundai thefts. The number of Kia and Hyundai thefts has exploded in Minneapolis. Thefts were up 836% in 2022. You would think that Kia and Hyundai were like stealing their own cars back from their consumers. The way that they're acting about this. That's what it sounds like.
The listeners may have it right, though. Just quickly listen to this small talk back.
Blaming Kia and Hyundai for auto thefts around here is like blaming the fork for people getting fat. Enough said.
Let's go and see if that analogy holds true for lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for coming on short notice, my friend. I appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So is there any, I mean, just from your legal expertise, I know this is not your necessarily your avenue in line of work, but I'm just curious, given your being our lawyer extraordinaire. I mean, is there any grounds for this investigation and any liability that Kia and Hyundai have, and what Keith Ellison is looking to investigate as it relates to this explosion of these thefts because of these these immobilizer devices not initially being available on these cars?
Well, I don't understand what the Attorney General's role in this is, but I do know to the extent that Kia and Hyundai face liability, there's already a class action lawsuit that's been filed in federal court in the Eastern District of Wisconsin out of Milwaukee related to this. So in terms of redress for owners of those cars, that's already ongoing. And if the goal of this was to force action on the manufacturer's parts, that's already happened. There's been, you know, recalls or announcements that, you know, if you own one of these models of Kia, I think it's somewhere between like 2015 and 2019 that don't have this technology, that you can now go to the Kia or Hyundai dealership and have a software update and have that installed. So the question is then, why is the, if there's already a civil remedy percolating in a class action, if the manufacturers have already taken action, what the heck is Keith Ellison doing? And I think what he's doing is deflecting attention away from his role in causing the spike in car thefts in this state from his actions going after law enforcement and the fact that nobody's willing to join the Minneapolis Police Department or the St. Paul Police Department, and they're not going to respond to, you know, carjacking claim or car theft calls, because we all know what happens when a traffic stop goes wrong in Minnesota. The officer ends up in prison because Keith Ellison's office prosecutes them.
So I'm wondering, okay, so if that's the case, and I don't disagree, right? If that's the case, I'm wondering, and it's kind of an open question, you may or may not have an answer for it. I don't, that's why I'm asking. Where's the pressure coming from? I mean, I know the stories have been covered, but I mean, honestly, as an individual that looks at the news sites every single day, I mean, I can tell you that, you know, these stories have kind of died off. I mean, it was hot in the press for a while, and it was talked about a bunch, and then the whole Kia boys and the Kia thefts and all that kind of had been pushed off to the side. I'm wondering where is the pressure coming that's putting them in this position where they feel like they need to do, for lack of a better term, Jeff O'Brien, damage control and point the finger at Kia and Hyundai and make it look as if they're doing something about the problem. I just wonder where that pressure's coming from.
I just think, John, that the Attorney General's office is just doing this to give themselves political cover to look like they're doing something about being tough on crime right now. And their solution is to blame the car for the car theft.
The civil investigation says it will look into whether the two car companies are violating Minnesota's consumer protection and public nuisance laws because they don't have the anti-theft technology most other cars do, making them easy to steal. Ellison said it at a news conference. Jeff, it would seem to me that if that was the case, I mean, that's a pretty easy thing to determine. I mean, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's in our consumer statutes too, John. There are private causes of action that can be brought. The Attorney General doesn't need to be the party enforcing those laws against car manufacturers. A private citizen can bring those lawsuits. And like I said, there's already a class action going in federal court next door. So again, I'm puzzled as to why he's doing this and why he's doing this now, other than to just kind of grandstand and act like he's doing something.
Jeff O'Brien, before I let you go this morning, we did have a talk back that had a quick question for you. I don't know whether or not you'll have an answer on this, but I believe it relates to the January 6th tapes that Tucker Carlson, I say tapes, the video, for crying out loud, I'm so old school, the videos that Tucker Carlson released showing January 6th. Here's the question from the talk backer.
John, can you please ask Jeff O'Brien about the potential for using any of the new January 6th video in the trials, either upcoming trials against January 6th defendants or convictions that have already taken place? Thank you.
Yeah, do you have any thoughts on whether or not, you know, with this new footage, if it provides any sort of recourse or can help any of those individuals that are being prosecuted for their role in January 6th?
I will say this. If I was an attorney representing any of those defendants, I would certainly seek to have, you know, portions of that video admitted if it helped my case. And if it's somebody that's already been convicted and there's a possibility of an appeal, I would possibly try to use an appeal or try to get a new trial based on new evidence. Certainly. You use every arrow in the quiver.
One more thing. We'll get back to the Kia and Hyundai and Keith Ellison and his investigation. Any expectation on where this goes? Do you think it was just a press conference and, you know, it probably won't go very far? What do you think is going to happen here?
I don't know. I don't know what he's up to. I don't know where it's going to go. Given that it's an unnecessary investigation at this point, that there's already, you know, means of relief for these car owners, I don't know what he's, we'll have to see what he's going to do. I can't get into his mind, thankfully, and figure out what he's up to.
Seriously. Jeff O'Brien, Laura Extraordinaire. Hey, thanks for the time, man. It's good talking with you. I appreciate it.